Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, we're continuing in the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ. Today's topic is to choose gentle words. The Bible tells us that a gentle answer turns away wrath. He also talks about gentle words being healing. And it even talks about gentle words breaking bones. Having such an impact in a person's life that it breaks them down, breaks that shell, in a sense, of around them. Jesus talked about give a cup of cold water, to be kind to your enemies, and in so doing you heap coals of fire upon their head. In other words, our gentleness has a greater impact than we often would think that it does. See, gentleness is not about being weak, it's about being appropriate, doing things which are right. For me, to be able to quote or remember the entire list of the things that the Bible describes as being part of the fruit of the Spirit, I have to, in my mind at least, sing through the old campfire song, The Fruit of the Spirit. And that song helps me to remember the list. But if you remember that list, or if you're singing the song in your mind right now, gentleness is a part of that. And when we choose gentle words, we represent Jesus more accurately. And yes, there are times in Scripture where Jesus was fairly harsh with people. But that wasn't his normal go-to. There were things that they were doing that were offensive to his Father, to God. And yeah, we sometimes claim that, but are we typically that upset about things which are offensive to God, or is our lack of gentle words more often centered around things that are offensive to us? You see, as we walk this path with Christ, as we consider how He would have us to live, how He would have us to speak, how He would have us to type and share answers and stories and memes and whatever on social media, one of the foundational principles that God would have us to live with is to use gentle words. To start there, at the very least. You see, as we live life, it's so easy to get caught up in the noise of our culture. A noise that has become very angry, very divided, very divisive. A noise that wants to pit us against them, whoever us is and whoever them is. And our culture doesn't really seem to matter as long as we can be divided and be kept divided. But what would happen in your life and in my life and the lives of those around us today if we were to deliberately choose gentle words? You see, there are ways to correct people with gentleness. To, at the very least, to begin there. To give them the opportunity to respond to gentleness, to not damage the relationship further than what it is. You see, when we choose gentle words, we choose to protect whatever still exists. We choose to allow for healing and restoration. And I understand there's times where we've exhausted all of that. There's times where we really must be rather blunt. But even in that, I believe there's ways to do so in more gentle way, in gentle ways and gentle tones than what our human nature would want to do. You see, choosing gentle words is about honoring Christ with the words we use. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to ask God to help you examine the tone of your words, and not just the physical tone, but the emotional tone that's behind them. You see, it's so easy, at least for me, and I'm guessing for a lot of those that are listening, to get caught up in the emotion of the day. To let the tiredness and the weariness of a day at work excuse me, change how we interact with people who had nothing to do with how our day went. You see, when we use gentle words, we not only reshape our mind, we help others to respond more appropriately in society as a whole. There are times when I'm involved in a transaction at a store, whether it's an in-person store or online, that things don't go the way they should have. You've all been there. And there are times that I don't handle it all that well. I'm upset. I feel like I've been ripped off. I don't think I've gotten what they promised. The item wasn't delivered in time. Whatever the reason was. And it's so easy in my human nature to really want to unload on whoever's in front of me. Whether it's a clerk, whether it's a server at a restaurant that the meal was wrong. And there have been times that I've done that. It typically hasn't helped. As a matter of fact, it just makes me feel worse. And I suspect it makes them feel worse. And there are other times, and fortunately, more often than not now, where I respond with gentleness, with gentle words. I still am able to express my disappointment, but to be able to do so gently and to see the physical difference in the person that's trying to resolve the issue in their position, they're under attack often. And to be able to say, that's okay. What can we do to make this right? And to be able to say that gently takes practice. It takes courage And it takes God's Spirit living within us. And so as we pray today, spend time looking back on the interactions you've had with people over the last day, week, month, whatever time period that you can remember somewhat accurately. And ask God to help you see those interactions clearly as to where you can grow in using gentle words. Where you can grow in encouraging others with those gentle words. Ask God to help you learn how to get your points across that you need to make without doing so in anger or in harshness. And pray that God would continually pour out His Spirit in your life, that you would make greater use of the Spirit that lives within you. And that part of the fruit that's gentleness would be seen by others and heard by others in the words that you use. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that has been so gentle with me. With all of us as your children, your gentleness has drawn me closer and closer, knowing that you care about me. You have not dealt with me as my sins deserved, but you've dealt with me with compassion, with mercy, with gentleness. The Scripture talks about Jesus as not even willing to crush a broken reed, a piece of dried straw. The gentleness of His Spirit. Father, as we interact with people today, whether it's in person or online, or whatever it looks like, may our gentleness be evident to all, because you really are near. And not just the day of your return is near, but your presence is with us all the time. Father, today I pray for the children in our homes, our communities, our churches. I pray for especially for children that have not experienced gentleness from parents or anyone else. That their life has been raised with a harshness that has crushed their spirit. I pray that we would see and recognize and understand the pain and damage that we do, especially to children, when we fail to be gentle. Father, help us to learn how to be direct, how to be truthful, how to correct and allow your Spirit to bring conviction in ways that are gentle. Father, may Jesus be seen in how we treat people. And especially in those situations that aren't going exactly like we want them to. May gentleness grow in our life. And may we express that in the way we interact with our children. May they see the value of gentleness. May they learn it by hearing and watching us, by experiencing it from our mouth. Father, as we lift up Jesus, may your Spirit produce a greater outpouring of gentleness from us. And may our gentle words turn away wrath. May our gentle words turn away the anger of others. May our gentle words spread and be contagious and turn away the division and divisive spirits that are so common today. Father, as we lift up Jesus today, may many be drawn to Him. May His gentleness with each of us be experienced by more and more people every day. Father, help us to be more like Christ, that He would be represented well in all that we say, in all that we do, and in all the ways that we do it. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning, devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I do want to bring you a quick update here at the end of today's devotion, just to ask that you would be praying for me and others as at the end of this week, I'll be heading down to Louisiana to once again partner with IDES, International Disaster Emergency Service, to work with some storm cleanup from Hurricane Laura, working throughout the Lake Charles area in Louisiana, primarily cutting trees and brush and cleaning up properties and damage that's been done as the hurricane blew through there a couple weeks ago now. But appreciate your prayers and encouragement. As the last time that I partnered with IDES, I have no idea the consistency or availability of internet. So coming this weekend and into next week, if you don't find these live broadcasts, it's probably because I couldn't get online. But I will do what I can and trust God to do His part in encouraging you. Whether it's through the broadcast that I do or some other means. But wanted to spend just a couple moments to update you on that and ask that you would pray. And pray for the team's safety. Pray for effectiveness in ministering to people who are living in the midst of chaos. And many will have no idea when their home will be livable again, when power will be restored. So many of the things we take for granted. And so thank you for praying. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.